Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
God save the queen. I mean, king, Brandon. Is that a Sex Pistols song?
God save the queen is from a fascist regime. Yeah, that's a Sex Pistols song.
I knew you would like the Sex Pistols.
Yeah, of course.
All right, we're having a hard time deciding if today's post even matters, but Brandon has put his foot down as the boss of the Smarticle Podcast.
Ooh.
Says we're going to talk about King Charles III, crowned on Saturday. The last time they crowned a king in England, 70 years ago.
Queen, roughly, not even a king, but a queen.
Yeah. Roughly the wait between the sightings of the Halley's Comet. So we're more likely to see Halley's Comet than a king get crowned in England. Recent poll, I saw this, 30 of 3,000 adults of Britain by the market say that they had little or no interest in the coronation of their very own king. It happened over the weekend. First of all, I know you are a little bit at a different time zone. Did you get up and watch any of the coronation of King Charles?
Yeah, I watched it all. I watched it.
Yes,
I did. I watched it all. It was only on for like 2 hours. I mean,
really?
Yeah, I watched it all. You know what they showed of it. I mean, I watched the part where, it was interesting. I watched it purely because it felt like it was an important thing in terms of historically speaking. Not like I don't really care at all whether or not this has happened, but it was sort of interesting.
Do you live in a vacuum? Like, I would sit around and watch CNN and watch the coronation if I didn't have a wife and kids. Were you like, hey, hold on, Maple.
Well, it was on Sunday,
Well, you don't go to church.
I do, but it was 7 in the morning till 10 or something. I got up and
watched. So you sat around for 3 hours.
And P.S., I recorded it, so I watched it later at night. I didn't watch it all in one sitting. You know, I don't know what relevance that has to watching the coronation or not. Well, you spent 3 hours watching a soccer match, so what's the difference?
I suppose there is no difference.
There is no difference.
Okay. Well, anyway, so obviously you found this important. I really try.
I didn't say I found it important. I said I found it an interesting subnote of our times. Like, one of the things that to me is important about it is the fact that you and lots of British citizens don't care at all. And frankly, I don't really care. I never have understood the fascination with the British royalty. Like, Americans just eat that up, dude. It's in People magazine. It's like, I don't care about Harry. I don't care about any of it.
Well, you don't care, but you know why people care, because it's a giant real reality show. So you
exactly
get that.
But I hate those kinds of things, so I don't want to be part of that. But
this, most people don't hate it.
Right. Well, I think, what I've always understood, and this might be apocryphal, I don't know, but that Americans actually are more interested in it than are the British. Like, the Americans just are fascinated by this because we don't have royalty. Now, one of the issues that there was a lot of protests, actually. It was peaceful, for sure, but some people got arrested, and they're called the anti-monarchists, right? They just don't want a monarchy because the British people pay for the British crown. Now, the royal family in England is the wealthiest family in the world. And the reason they're the wealthiest is because they own a tremendous amount of land. A lot of it is, you know, obviously they can't sell it off, but so on paper, they're incredibly wealthy, but they draw a salary from the British taxpayers. And the British are like, why are we doing this? They have no political power. They can't make any decisions for our country. They are purely a figurehead. They go and they represent the country and they go around the world and they do this stuff. It's like they're the ultimate goodwill ambassador of the British people. That's what they are.
You don't think that the British monarchy is good for business in England? It is a booming economy. I get the idea of like monarchs and ruling people. I get that. But the true person in Britain realizes that this brings money into the country and it's a good thing for England.
I guess I haven't looked at any of the metrics on it, whether or not
people visiting Buckingham Palace, buying those mugs.
Does that money go back to the British government?
Well, I mean, obviously it's a tourist business, right? Mm-hmm. So it goes to the people that own small businesses around Buckingham Palace. I'm sure.
So why are the people protesting then if it's good for the country?
Because you understand why you would protest a monarchy, right? In the world we live in 2023, year of our Lord. like people shouldn't be ruled. So
that's not why these anti-monarchists are protesting. They're protesting for economic reasons. They think that the crown takes too much money away. Now, what you might be saying in a little bit is there's an ancillary benefit of having a crown
of
and the country gets some taxes or whatever. They're saying that it still costs. It's not worth enough to maintain the cost of doing this family.
I'm not a tax expert, Brandon.
Yes.
I'm not a tax expert, but I bet it's a break even proposition for the British crown and what it
does
for
England. I don't think so. Well, I mean, it'd be great to have an economist on here to tell us, because I think that from all I've read is that they're not happy that it does cost the country a lot of money and that they're ultimately paying for this figurehead. So I think you might be wrong on this one, Lawrence. I'm going to have to do some follow-up research on this if I really cared.
But so once again, back to your existential questions that never get answered. They're not getting rid of the British monarchy.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they would. I mean, it seems like it's just too much part of the culture.
People protest everything in life. There's a thousand different things you could say things wrong. People are always going to protest. They're not getting rid of the British monarchy. That's not happening. So then, once again, in the proper perspective, there is a little bit of, you watched it, pomp and circumstance that human beings want in our lives to see, because we've had kings
and queens. It's like Hollywood stars. We want to go see Hollywood stars. Absolutely.
People ultimately kind of want this.
So I guess for me, one of the things that I find interesting, not interesting enough to spend any real time thinking about it, but I was watching in the coronation, I know you didn't see it, but there was a scene where Prince William and his family were in their carriage. And they have three kids. They have two little, one of the kids was like a page in the thing. So he was like dressed up and doing something. But the other two little ones were and they're just little kids. Like, I think the youngest one's maybe four, sister's like seven. And they're all dressed up and they're wearing crowns. And there's Princess Kate and Princess William. And they're in this carriage. And I was thinking to myself, man, how messed up is that for these kids? Do they enjoy it? Are they like, because Prince Harry, for whatever you say about Prince Harry and all the stuff that's gone on with Meghan Markle and all the stuff, is what a train wreck. I wouldn't want to be part of that train wreck. It just, as a kid, they have no choice. They're stuck.
But love you and your existential questions. But it just is like of course, these kids didn't have a choice to be the Prince of
England. Yeah, but they can't leave. Why can't they leave?
Well, I mean, Harry left.
Sort of. He was at the coronation, but he wasn't invited to
because
stand on the
balcony. He had to, but he left. Yeah. And ultimately, the oldest can't leave. And by the way, the oldest can leave.
Yeah, Prince Edward abdicated the throne, so it can happen.
Right? So they can.
Well, so there's a couple of things that, okay, I'm not in an existential crisis. As much as you might think I am, I'm not, because I think you're right. People can leave if they want to. But
they can.
It feels sad to me that these people have to go through this and make this choice. And you could say, yeah, but they get all this great stuff from it. Hold on. Before you go on to one of your saws, what I find interesting is like that Lady Camilla, who was now the Queen of England, right? She's his second wife.
Because the first one's dead.
Oh, Diana died. Right. That's right. I'm so confused on it. Right. Princess Diana died, but they were going to probably get divorced. Anyway, he was already with Camilla. So, like, there's all the Princess Diana stuff and everything. It's just like, you're right. It's a reality TV show. You're right.
We want this.
Yeah.
We want Hollywood stars. We like the Oscars. British people like the monarchy. They like the drama. They like the tabloids.
I'm just not the target audience. It comes down to that.
Of course it is. And so my point is, in its perspective, there was this pomp and circumstance. By the way, human beings, we want rituals. This is a ritual for the English people. Yeah. So I'm sure it was important to a certain
I love that sect. A guy that didn't watch this at all, had literally didn't watch any of it, is telling me about the coronation.
I read articles about it. I watched a little bit of the video. I wasn't going to spend...
final question then, because we were both truly hesitant to even talk about this.
Of course.
And I was the one that was like, hey, it's pretty big news worldwide, but neither one of us care all that much. I was more bummed that they had to move some of the EPL matches around because of the coronation. That bothered me.
Well, did you see what happened in Liverpool?
No, what happened?
All of the soccer games, they played the God Save the Queen before the game. In Liverpool, they protested and it shouted. I was watching the game live. They shouted out. They sang over the English national anthem. You could not hear it in the stadium.
What were they singing?
Well, they sang all a bunch of Liverpool songs. Because as you know, Hillsborough, where people were massacred.
Yeah.
Liverpool has a long history of protesting against the British government. So, yeah, they literally You couldn't hear it. I was like,
that's really crazy. I watched the, I didn't see the beginning, but yeah, it's complicated. It's sort of like any country's got these complications.
Of course it's complicated.
And some of it's just culturally complicated.
Colin Kaepernick taking a knee during the national anthem. You don't think that was complicated?
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, we're not going to, don't get us off the track. That's not what I'm saying. But what's interesting about it is being an outsider into sort of like going to a family dinner that you're not a part of the family. So in a sense, that's what we are. So even though you and I both love EPL soccer, we're not British. I don't care if they got rid of the English crown tomorrow, I'd be like, okay, whatever. It wouldn't bother me a bit.
The reason that it has any relevance at all is because King Charles in England is the only relevant king at all left in our world.
Well, I guess there are countries around the world.
I'm sure there's a Spanish king, there's a Dutch king, but nobody cares. King Charles, and you could argue because of Princess Diana and the popularity, is the only kingdom that matters at all.
Look
anymore.
At you,
and
for a guy that didn't even care about this, you sure have a lot of inside baseball knowledge of the monarchy, Larry.
Well, no, but my point, I think anybody would know that the only king that actually, or queen for the last 70 years, was England. And she has
no
real powers.
What about the king of Thailand, Larry? Aren't they important?
Once again, does anybody know who that is?
No. And all right, and the king doesn't really have any power other than they could sort of say, give their opinion, but they have no governmental power thanks to, you know, a thousand years of British common law happening.
And say what you want. We cover God. We cover cigarettes. We cover lots of things. But you made me talk about the King of England on our show today. So there is relevance to people.
That's true. I stand corrected, Larry. Thank you for teaching me about the importance of the British monarchy.